Hello, everyone. Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here with NewsTarget.com. Oh, yeah. And today, this is a special audio session for health product companies. So if you're the CEO or founder or marketing person for a health product company, I think you'll definitely want to hear what I've got to say here in the next few minutes. Thanks for joining me. And if you're a NewsTarget reader and not affiliated with one of those companies, you might find this interesting too, a little behind-the-scenes information about how we do what we do. Now, you may have noticed that we've been publicizing a lot of health product companies over the last 3 or 4 years. I think at last count, it's well over 100 different companies that I've recommended. And here's the interesting part, the rare part of all this, that I haven't asked for a dollar of compensation or a penny of sales from any of these companies. They're all shocked when I call them up and I start talking to them about how great their product is and how much I want to run their story on NewsTarget. There's always a hesitation on their side, that is the companies that don't know me yet. Little hesitation because they think that there's a catch coming. It's the kind of catch that they hear from a lot of other companies who say, yeah, we want to publish a story about your company. We want to publicize your great product, but you got to pay. In the industry, it's called a scheduling fee. Scheduling fee. In other words, they say, well, we're not charging you really to print your article or run your video or do an interview, but there is a scheduling fee to just help cover the costs of setting up, you know, the audio engineers and video or editors or whatever. That's the way they describe it. It's really just a gimmick, of course. It's payola. And I refuse to engage in payola. And that's why in all the years that I've been writing for NewsTarget, and I've written well over 1,500 articles and recommended now over 100 companies, I've never earned a single dollar from any of those companies, never been paid anything, never took a cut of the sales or a commission. Sure, companies have sent me free product samples. That's how I try these products out and experience them. But after that, you know what? I insist on buying them. And I pay, just like you, for any of the follow-up products that I want to consume. And this is easily verified by talking to any of these companies that I've ever promoted. Call them up, talk to the president, ask them this question. Did Mike Adams ever ask you for money? Because the answer will be the same for everyone. No way. Adams operates with integrity. That's what they'll tell you. Now, I told you that so that I can tell you this. If you're with a health product company, I want to publicize your company. I want to help get your name and your product out in front of the well over 600,000 unique readers who now come to NewsTarget.com on a monthly basis. Many of those readers are daily readers, and we get huge responses for companies that we promote to our email list and to the readers on our website. And we get thousands of search engine clicks coming in every single day into our website. They're just spreading like wildfire. We want to publicize your company and your products, but here's the conditions under which we'll do that. Here are the conditions. I guess I should use correct grammar, right? Number one, I recognize that there's a lot of value in being promoted on NewsTarget.com. I mean, it's probably worth tens of thousands of dollars. I know for a fact that the companies we promote have an immediate increase in sales. One company called me up and told me they sold something like $20,000 worth of product in the first 48 hours after we mentioned them with a feature story on NewsTarget. Other companies have called me up and told me they receive thousands and thousands of inquiries or orders or requests for product samples. And this is the same story I hear from companies over and over again. But there's a reason why this is taking place. It's because I am very selective about who I will publicize on NewsTarget. That's because I respect the readers. I am here to serve those readers. I'm just a conduit of information, and I take that responsibility very seriously. I have their trust, and I earn their trust over and over again by making good decisions about which products that I choose to promote. I won't promote crap products. I won't put a junk product out there on the website and say, here, buy this, or here, go get a free sample of this. I will only do that for products that are truly outstanding, products that just inspire me, products that are based on Mother Nature's medicine, products that I believe can help people prevent disease and even, in many cases, reverse disease, because I want to see my readers get healthy. I want to help them get results. That's one of the reasons why I'm willing to do this, investing my time and effort and energy. The other reason is just because, you know what? I'm humbled by this whole thing. I've always considered myself to be a servant of nature in the way that I'm able to just bridge these two groups, the health product companies and the health consumers out there. I'm just a servant of nature. I'm just playing a role of being a communicator, being a hub of information. And I feel really honored to be able to do that. At the same time, I take this role very seriously. And that's why I can't be bought off. You can't wave money in front of my face and say, here, Mike, throw this product up on your website because it's really profitable and we'll give you a cut. No way. Not a chance. In fact, if someone offered me that, I would ban their company from ever being mentioned on NewsTarget. That's like the first way to get boycotted by NewsTarget, to start trying to bribe your way onto the site. So that doesn't work. But you know what? I am so thankful for all of the people that I have met in the industry who do operate with integrity. I have met some of the most impressive people out there. People I'm just blown away by, like Alex, the founder of EmpoweredFoods.com, or John Barron of Baseline Nutritionals. I mean, the stories, Bill Evans from Applied Health out of Phoenix or Scottsdale, Arizona. I've met people and I've been introduced to companies from all over the country and even around the world. And I am so glad that these people exist. It really lifts my heart to know that I can actually have fun doing my job, bringing this great information to my readers at the same time that I'm meeting such outstanding individuals. I feel like, in fact, it is my obligation to help these people get the publicity they deserve. Because with all those big corporations out there that are selling junk products, in my opinion, something like Power Bar comes to mind. I think that product is a junk product. And you might notice if you go out to Expo West every year, that's the big natural health product trade show held in Anaheim, California. And that show has been sponsored by Power Bar. And I always find that hilarious because the bar is made with, in my opinion, crap ingredients. I would never let a product like that on my website. Not a chance. That would be insulting to the people that I am trying to bring value to. That would be a sellout of my values. I remember one year when we were actually taking a bus from the show back to the hotel because they have transportation systems set up like that. And the sponsor would put little power bars on all the seats on the bus so that when you got on the bus, you would actually sit on a power bar. And then when you got up later, and there'd be this this crushed, sweaty power bar under your ass. And I always remember that image because I looked at it and I remember thinking, that's what it's worth. You know, this power bar is worth sitting on and not eating, that's for sure. And what an appropriate place to put it at the trade show, put it under the asses of all the participants. And that's what they did with the power bars. I thought that was very appropriate. It's always interesting that the top sponsors of that show are many of the companies that have the worst products because there's a big profit margin in selling crap processed so-called health food products. So they make a lot of money and they have a lot of money to pay for sponsorship. Those are precisely the companies that you will never see mentioned on NewsTarget.com. Not a chance. You know who I promote? I promote the small operators who operate with integrity. Companies that have innovative, genuine products. Companies that are led by people who live this lifestyle. If I meet a CEO of a company and that person isn't healthy, then I'm skeptical of that company. I like to promote companies where the leader is healthy, where they're living that natural health lifestyle. They're vibrant. They're positive. They're inspired about making a difference in the world, and they're really into their food or their supplements or their microalgae or whatever it is that they're bringing to the marketplace. They're into it, man. That gets me inspired. That's who I want to talk about on the website. That's who I want to promote. So if that rings a bell, if you are one of those people, and you're a CEO or marketing person or founder of a nutritional supplement company or a health food company or raw foods company, and you want some publicity, here's what you do. Here's the recipe. I'm just going to lay it out for you. Here's how to get your product onto newstarget.com and get my recommendation. Very simple. Number one, make a great offer. I want my readers to be happy. I want to give them the best deal ever. I want them to come to the website and say, oh my God, wow, look what Mike brought us today. This is amazing. I am so glad to find out about this product. I am so happy to have this special offer brought to me by the Health Ranger. That's what I want my readers to think. You can help me do that by creating an incredible offer, an irresistible offer. We did this with the Fruit Fast company with their Cherry Flex product. They were willing to give away one bottle of Cherry Flex to every News Target reader. They limited it to 20,000 bottles. Now, we didn't reach 20,000, but we did give away thousands and thousands of bottles for them to News Target readers. And we did that at no charge to them. And they were willing to do that because they recognized the value of that publicity. Not only did they get thousands and thousands of new potential repeat customers who were able to try their product, but they got their name highlighted on newstarget.com and indexed in the search engines. And they got me to take the time to write my opinion of their product, which was a very positive opinion. So they got my recommendation. And I will continue to recommend that company forever, as long as they stay within those integrity bounds, you see. You got to keep operating with high integrity. You got to keep the people happy and make sure they have good quality ingredients in their products. And as long as they do that, they will have my recommendation. So we've done that for numerous companies. Some companies didn't even know that they were going to be featured on the website. Some companies just call up one day and they say, wow, we got slammed with orders. What did you do? And I said, well, you know what? I wrote about your product. I picked it up at a health food store. I was so impressed with it. I just had to write about it. They said, that's, wow. Like, never knew about you before, but now we're just thrilled to know about you. So that's step one. Create an incredible offer. Something that I can take to my readers and give them value. Okay, make sense? Second thing, get your product into my hands. It's real simple. I've had companies send me literature or emails. And you know what? I'm bombarded with this stuff. I've got thousands and thousands of emails that I've never even responded to. And I want to respond to them, but you know there are only so many hours in the day. And even though I live a healthy lifestyle and I get a whole lot done, I still don't have 50 hours in a day. I've only got the same 24 that you do. So I can't respond to all that stuff. If you want a product to be on my mind, get it into my hands. Send it to my office. Send the product samples and a cover letter and a business card and some literature so I can do some research about your company and I can experience your product myself. That's how I got a product. Here's one that was sent to me. It's called Heavy Metal Detox. This is by a company called, where are they here? HMD Holdings. And it's www.detoxmetals.com. And I've been looking at this product made with cilantro and chlorella, and I've been impressed with it. And I've mentioned it probably 7 or 8 times in various articles just because I've been able to experience this product and I learned a little bit about this company and about this product. I was really, really impressed with that. And I've got a whole shelf in my office, by the way, that is filled with products that I'm going to mention. And sometimes something jumps to the head of the line. You know what that is? That's when someone has an incredible offer. You want to jump to the head of my line of product reviews? Just create an incredible offer and give me the opportunity and the honor of being able to present that to my valuable readers. And that's how you'll jump to the head of my line. That's how I'll take a Saturday morning. I don't care. I'll take my weekend and I will write about your product just so I can get it out to my readers if it's a really exciting product with a fantastic offer. Because I don't really go on vacation. I don't really take time off. I live this stuff, and I will take whatever time is necessary to write about your product if you make it worth my time so that I can bring that incredible value to my readers. All right, so how do you get it to my office? Here we go. Here's the address. Send it to Truth Publishing. 1820 East River Road, number 106. All right, that's 1820 East River Road, number 106, Tucson, Arizona. That's spelled Tucson, T-U-C-S-O-N, Arizona. That's in the United States, of course, and that's 85718 is the zip code there, 85718. The office phone number is 520-232-9300 if you have any questions. Here's how it works. You send a sample, we get it. I have a staff member there who goes through the samples, and she tells me which ones are worth my time looking at, okay? She kind of sorts out the ones that are obviously not any good, because some people send us soda pop with high fructose corn syrup and a little bit of ginkgo in it, and they think I'm going to promote that. Who are they kidding, man? They must be out of their freaking minds. Send me something with high fructose corn syrup in it. Unbelievable. So she sorts those out, and then the good ones come to me. I take them home. I put them on my shelf. And then every day when I'm writing my news and I'm doing my thing, I'm looking at those products and I'm thinking to myself, which one do the readers need to know about next? Which product am I most impressed with? That's how I found about this company. Here it is, the Bear Fruit Bar. Yeah, www.morfoods.com. And they have these Bear Fruit Bars that are just fantastic. Really simple ingredients, really pure bars. They use a USDA patented process to have shelf life for these fruit bars without having to use any chemical additives. So I was really impressed. Which reminds me that in your cover letter, it would be really cool if you would just put some bullets in there of what's unique about your product, what's different. For example, the Cherry Flex product, I learned, was made out of cherries that are live harvested off the trees. They are not seconds. They're not the cherries that were rejected from other cherry processing batches. They're the cherries right off the tree. So that was an interesting fact that I could work into my article and to help me publicize this to my readers and show my readers why this product is so valuable. So you got to let me know these things and do that in the most information-dense way possible. Give me some bullets, write out in there what's unique about your company, your product, maybe something about you. Maybe you used to be diabetic and now you're not, and you created this great product line to help diabetics. I need to know that. It just helps me do my job to explain all this to the readers. All right, next thing, you got to have a little bit of patience with me, please. I beg you humbly, have a little bit of patience. I'm doing my best to get all these products out to the readers as quickly as I can. And you know what makes my job difficult is the FDA. Every time the FDA announces some stupid, outrageous piece of news, I got to go cover it. Every time the drug companies do something outrageous and stupid, which they do all the time, I got to write about that. I had to do this story about ADHD the other day. And there was a story about Maryland officials trying to throw parents in jail because they weren't allowing their kids to get vaccinated. They were trying to defend their kids against the dangerous vaccinations. And the state of Maryland says, we're going to throw you in jail. So, of course, I had to jump on that story. Had to jump on that and organize a grassroots action campaign, get these, you know, remind these administrators in Maryland how bonkers they have gone to turn parents, caring parents, into criminals. So that interrupted my schedule of promoting good products. And sometimes that happens. It just depends on the news cycle, okay? So have a little patience. Also, I usually try not to promote your products around any holidays. You don't want me to do that because holidays are times when people generally aren't thinking about health. You know why? Because they're pigging out on processed foods at grandma's house, or they're chugging down alcohol. They're not even sobered up yet from Christmas and New Year's. And after they ate that big Christmas ham or that giant Thanksgiving turkey or those barbecued ribs on July 4th, whatever it was, when holidays come around, people forget about health. So I'm not going to promote your product anywhere around those holidays. Makes sense? I'm doing that as a favor to you. So I tend to run articles that are a little more, shall we say, just easygoing articles around those time periods and kind of let everybody do their holiday thing, come on back, and then start thinking about health. And that's the best time for me to hit people with something they need to know about their health is after the holiday. because people get on that bathroom scale, you know, 5 days after Christmas, and they say, oh my God, I just gained like 8 pounds of body fat. What am I going to do now? Then they start reading NewsTarget again and realize, oh, wow, here's something they can do. Here's a new product. Here's a new appetite suppressant that's natural. Or here's maybe a new fitness program that they need to know about. Or maybe here's something that regulates blood sugar. Or who knows what? Whatever it is, that's the time that I like to put that information in front of those people. Give them the opportunity to learn something right after the holiday season. That's when they need it the most, right? All right, let's review where we are here, okay? Number one, getting your product mentioned on NewsTarget, definitely very valuable, and I think you already understand why. Number two, the reason I'm willing to do this is because I serve the readers. I'm here to create value for them. And when you give me great news about products or incredible offers, you know, that makes me look good for my readers. That helps me deliver what my readers want. So that's why I'm motivated to do that. I want more readers and I want them to be happy. I want to show them why it's worth their time to even open my emails. You see what I mean? All right, next thing, get your product into my hands. I gave you the address earlier. Send your product over. Usually two samples now is what I'm asking for. And here's why. One is something that I can try, and the second sample is something that we can photograph, unopened. So you can even send one sample that's empty if you want, because we're probably just going to use it for photography, because we like to take our own photos so they look more consistent on the website. All right, and then have patience, please, because you never know how long it might take to get your product reviewed. All right, now a couple of questions. You might ask, well, what if I have a book? Will you review a book? Or will you promote a book? I tell you, there's so many great books out there, and I've had trouble getting these out in terms of publicizing them because it takes a lot of time to go through and actually read the book and then write a review of the book. It takes a lot less time to go through and experience a nutritional supplement and write about that. So I've been doing more on supplements and not so much on books. I've reviewed a few books like The Long Emergency by James Howard Kunstler, and you know, I mentioned the Sugar Shock book before by Connie Bennett, and you know, I've mentioned other books. However, by and large, I'm more focused on talking about products that people can get that are going to be really good for them. And by the way, it doesn't have to be a product that's for sale. You might have a nonprofit organization with an audio CD program that you're offering for free as a download. And you might say, well, gee, this is valuable to your readers. Why don't you publicize this? Amen to that. Yeah, I'll publicize that. Absolutely. It doesn't have to be for sale. In fact, it's better if it's not. If I can give something for free to my readers, that's the best situation of all. That's what I'm really looking for. But I realize that in our world today, not much is absolutely free, especially if it's a physical product. There's some cost involved. So usually the kind of deals that we can put together are, you know, free sample where the customer pays shipping and handling. And that's a pretty good deal. And I encourage companies to charge something because you really want serious people to make these requests. If you ran around the country just handing out products for free, absolutely free, no strings attached, you'd get so many people asking for that product, and most of them wouldn't have any idea what's actually in it or why it's even valuable. You got to have readers meet you halfway, I think, where they have some commitment level, even if it's just a dollar. Charging a dollar on their credit card is going to filter out so many people who aren't serious about ever wanting to use your product anyway. Free can actually be bad in some sense. Because I believe in karma, and I think that readers or patients or whoever you're dealing with, they need to have some level of commitment to what they're receiving. There needs to be an exchange, whether it's an energy exchange or a commitment exchange of some kind. It doesn't always have to be monetary or cash, but there needs to be some kind of exchange. And that's why I do this kind of arrangement with you, the nutritional supplement companies or the health product companies. There is an exchange. You are giving me something that I can take to my readers, and that has value to me, and I'm giving you publicity, something that has value to you. We are exchanging energy. That's what makes this work. You are not just getting everything for free from me. I mean, even though I don't charge you any monetary price, even though I'm not asking for any cut of your sales, I am asking you to make the most incredible offer that you can make. I'm asking you to give my readers something that you wouldn't normally give to the general public. That's what I'm really asking. And if you can do that, if you can impress me with some kind of just outrageously irresistible offer, you're going to get front page coverage. Boom. Probably on a Tuesday, which is our highest traffic day. Wednesdays are sometimes good too, but you're going to get mainstream coverage and it's going to get pushed. If I really love your product, I'll put an ad up on every article on NewsTarget. That's over 22,000 pages with an ad for your company and your product, and I'll do that for free. But again, I'm asking for something from you. I'm asking for a commitment that you will create incredible value for our readers. And I'm also asking you to give them great customer service. I want you to be able to fill those orders quickly as you can. Exercise great quality control, good logistics, so you don't run out of product. And I want you to be able to ship in a reliable manner. Because the last thing we need is our readers calling us and complaining about some company that I recommended. That's bad for my reputation, and it's bad for your reputation. We don't want to see that happen at all. And I know, logistically, it's really difficult sometimes to deal with a big surge, especially if you're a small company and suddenly you get slammed with like 2,000 orders because I mentioned your product on NewsTarget. That can create some logistical difficulties. I totally understand that. So we will plan this thing together so that you can be ready. You'll know what date it's going to be announced. I'll work with you on that, okay? We'll try to make it as easy as we can for you. So that's the whole deal. That's how this works. It's very simple. I hope you understand that we benefit from this. I benefit personally in terms of gaining new readership. NewsTarget benefits in terms of being able to deliver value to our readers. And of course, you benefit in a big way by getting this publicity. And if your product's impressive enough, you're going to gain my open recommendation for your product. You'll make it into my video courses, my audio courses, my upcoming books, future website projects. You will just be one of those companies that I will openly and repeatedly recommend. That is invaluable in the industry today. I mean, it's hard to get a recommendation from someone that readers actually trust. But the reason the readers trust this is because I do my best to earn that trust. You know what I'm saying? I don't just go running around recommending crap products. The readers know this. They know that if I recommend it, I've checked it out. And I believe in that product. And I believe that that company is going to do a great job serving those customers. Now, another note that I'd like to mention here. We have a lot of readers in Canada and in the UK and even Australia. And it's so hard for me to find companies in those countries that are willing to do these kinds of deals. If you are a company outside the United States and you want to do a special offer for your fellow country people, please let me know. We can announce that too. Our Canadian readers are dying to have some kind of special offer for Canadians. And I know there's a lot of great stuff happening in Australia. A lot of great natural health companies going on there. And a lot of great readers there. And you know what? It's just too expensive for them to order stuff from the U.S. and have it shipped over there. So if you're in Australia, let me know. We'll publicize your company. Same thing with the U.K. Same thing. So no matter where you are, don't think you're excluded from this just because you're outside the United States. Granted, yes, most of our readership is in the U.S. Over half. But we sure reach a lot of people outside the United States as well. All the big English-speaking areas and... You know what? I always recognize the value of those people, and I try to do my best to bring them these kinds of great deals too. So far, I haven't been very successful at it, I know, but I'm working on it. And if you're a company that can do that together with us, we'll put your name out there, your URL, all that. We'll let those people know in those countries that they can come to you for these kinds of solutions. So I hope all this makes sense. This is the way we all win. I'm all about that. I'm all about creating situations where we all benefit simultaneously, where you gain new customers, I gain news and trust and credibility, and our readers gain great products, great information, great opportunities to reverse their disease. or prevent disease or enhance their health in some way. You see, we all win when we put together these kinds of offers. There are no losers when we're talking about Mother Nature's medicine. So I hope you work with me on this. Go ahead and send your products my way if you want them to be reviewed. And if you have a question up front about whether we would even consider one of your products, call us. Call us. Just call 520-232-9300 and ask. Maybe you have a fitness product, a natural rubber yoga mat, for example. Will I review a natural rubber yoga mat? Maybe. I don't know. I'd have to think about that. But I'm a lot more interested in health foods and nutritional supplements that are really medicinal, and especially ones that are not well known yet. I want to be the first person to introduce readers to interesting new supplements. And I know there's a lot of stuff going on in Australia. There's like Aboriginal medicine out there that is just fantastic. I actually lived in Australia for a summer, by the way. And I've been to the rainforest areas. I've been in the desert areas and also the coastal areas. And this was before the big droughts hit. This was many years ago. And I was so impressed with the abilities of the Aboriginal culture people there and just what they can do artistically. And also impressed with such the difficulties that they've managed to go through in terms of racial oppression there in Australia. A lot of that, you know, comes back to the way we've treated the indigenous Indians in North America. And the one thing that these two groups have in common, both the American Indians and the Australian Aborigines, is they all had great medicine. And a lot of that medicine remains undiscovered. And if you have a way to bring that medicine out to the forefront, I will help publicize it for you. And especially if it can help those indigenous groups earn an honest living. This is why I support the Amazon Herb Company, because they're helping these indigenous tribes in Peru, in the Amazon rainforest, make an honest living by harvesting nature's medicine right out of the rainforest. I'd love to support that kind of project, something that can protect the land, give the native people there an honest living, and deliver much needed medicine to all of the people around the world, in North America and elsewhere, who need that medicine so desperately. So if you've got something new, something fascinating that the world needs to know about, and you're not sure how you're going to publicize it, give me a call. Maybe I can be your bridge. And you know what? It's true that many companies that I publicize have ended up getting mainstream distribution in Whole Foods. I can think of several companies where that happened, where they were at a trade show, and I discovered them there. And often it was just one person who was making this product in their own home that didn't even have wrappers, it didn't have logos or anything. But I started publicizing that company, and within a few months they were picked up by Whole Foods, and now they're mainstream. Now I see them all over the place. I'm not saying that News Target alone was responsible for that, but it sure didn't hurt, did it? Sure gave them a leg up to have that publicity. But again, they gave me a gift. They gave me the gift of having their integrity and their premium products, you know, their high quality products. So I don't say that they owe me anything. No, I owe them. They gave me the opportunity to publicize them to the world. And for that, I feel very humbled. And I feel like it's an honor to be able to serve in this role and help bridge consumers, health consumers, with natural health companies. So I hope you can find a way to allow me to serve that role for you. If you have an interesting product, something that can help people, I want to do my part to help get that out. Okay? How's that sound? Square deal, right? That's the way we should all operate, I think, in this economy. Wouldn't it be cool if all corporations and all individuals operated that way? Imagine how we could change the world. And I think that the way we do change the world is we just act the way we want everybody else to act. We just demonstrate it. You know, screw everybody else with their lies and lack of integrity. We don't care. We act the way that we want to see the world act. It's like Gandhi said, be the change that you want to see in the world. Stand up and just demonstrate the kind of values that you honor and that you want to see other people demonstrate. And guess what? It kind of spreads. It kind of spreads because people get so impressed that they've run into someone with integrity. They've met a new friend with integrity, and they're blown away. And they start going, wow, well, gee, maybe there are other people in this world who actually act with integrity. Imagine that. And then that idea begins to spread. And that kind of action becomes something that people look up to. And then you have more and more people start acting with integrity. And that can spread like a virus throughout the whole culture. Before long, guess what? You can actually create a world where more and more people act with integrity. Isn't that a nice idea? And what's great is that we can all play a part in that right now. And we can make an honest living while we're doing it. I'm making a living selling my books. You're making a living selling your products. Our readers are making a living doing whatever they do for their day jobs or their contract jobs or whatever, and you're helping them live healthier, happier, disease-free lives because you're helping to deliver to them a product that makes a big difference in their lives. And I'm just honored to be able to have some small role in that process. So thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to do that. And thanks for listening. I'm going to wrap this up now. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate your time, your energy, your investment of effort in listening to this, listening to me blab about what's important to me. But I hope you'll agree that it's worth it, because we are becoming, that we, News Target, are becoming a conduit, a bridge for this kind of information. And I want to serve that role as best as I can. And I want to get more information about fantastic products out to more people. And I hope that involves you. So thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for NewsTarget.com. I will talk to you soon. I hope to hear from you, and I hope to see your products on my desk real soon. Bye-bye.